Welcome back to the deep dive.
Oh, yeah.
This time, we're diving into the future of AI, the
Okay.
future that's becoming less about those single apps
Right.
and more about a whole interconnected web of, well, intelligent agents. We've got some really fascinating articles and expert opinions to
Yeah.
dig through,
Sounds good.
all sparked by those big announcements at CES 2025.
Yeah, CES was pretty crazy.
Ready to dive in.
Absolutely. Let's get into it.
So the tech world's buzzing.
For sure.
And well, for good reason.
Yeah.
CES wasn't just about those fancy gadgets.
Right.
It felt like a peek into a completely different way we'll interact with technology in the future.
I think you're right.
AI agents were the stars of the show.
Definitely.
But we're not talking about simple assistants here. This is
Right.
something way more powerful.
For sure.
And NVIDIA, you know, the graphics card giant, they kind of stole the show.
Yeah, their presentation was interesting.
Their plans are huge. They want to build a whole ecosystem for AI, not just be a part of it.
Yeah, it's pretty ambitious.
They're not stopping at making the chips anymore.
Oh, wow.
They want to be involved in everything from software to the actual devices we'll use.
Huh, that's interesting.
What's really fascinating is their focus on what they call vertical integration.
Vertical integration.
Yeah, they want to control the entire process.
Wow.
From those powerful GPUs that train AI to the AI PCs, even those augmented reality devices where those AI agents will, well, live and interact with us.
So they want to build it all.
Basically, yeah.
That's a pretty bold move.
It is, and it's sending shockwaves through the entire industry. It's like they're
Yeah.
saying, hey, we're not just giving you the tools, we're building the whole playground.
So what does that mean for everybody else?
Exactly. What about the other companies, the competition, even us, the users?
Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it?
On the one hand, having a company like NVIDIA take charge could really streamline things and make AI agents become mainstream much faster.
It's true.
Think of it like building a house.
Yeah.
If one company provides all the materials and the know-how, from the foundation to the roof, it makes the whole process a lot smoother, right?
Yeah, I see what you mean.
But then what about choice? What about variety?
Right.
Won't we be stuck with whatever NVIDIA decides is best for
Yeah,
us?
that's a good point.
Doesn't that stifle innovation?
It could, yeah.
It's like going to a restaurant with only one dish on the menu.
I get it.
No matter how good that dish is, sometimes you want something different, you know?
Totally.
Having lots of different players, each with their own ideas, could make a much richer AI landscape.
You're right.
So NVIDIA's vision, it's exciting, but it could be a problem too.
Yeah.
Like a powerful river,
Yeah.
it could fuel AI development, but it could also flood the market and wipe out competition if we're not careful.
Okay, so how do we make sure there's a balance of power in this new AI world?
That's what we need to figure out and something we need to watch very closely.
Absolutely.
Now, let's zoom in on the real stars here, those AI agents. They're not the simple assistants we're used to.
Right.
They're going from what some people are calling prompt-driven to mission-driven.
What's the difference?
Instead of giving them step-by-step instructions,
Okay.
you'll set bigger goals.
I see.
So instead of telling my AI to set a reminder for 3 p.m.,
Right.
I could say something like, help me plan a surprise birthday party for my friend.
Oh, wow, that's a lot more complex.
It is. It's a huge leap.
So how does that even work?
These new AI agents can break down those big tasks into smaller steps.
Okay.
They can gather info from all sorts of places, and they even learn from their experiences to get better over time.
So they're always improving.
Exactly.
That's really interesting.
Companies like Microsoft, Meta, even ChatGPT, they're all creating platforms to build these super
It
agents.
sounds like the future is already here.
It does, doesn't it? But let's get specific.
Okay.
What are some real-world examples of these AI agents in action?
All right. Imagine you need to book a trip.
Okay.
Instead of using one platform like Expedia,
Yeah.
you might have separate AI agents for flights, hotels, even one for creating a custom itinerary based on your interests.
Wait, so I'd have a whole team of expert travel agents working just for me.
That's the idea.
That's amazing. But I can also see how it could get really messy.
How so?
What if all those different agents start arguing with each other or giving me conflicting advice?
That's a great point.
It highlights how hard it is to make a smooth experience for the user in a world with so many specialized AI agents.
Yeah, it's not just about the technology itself, it's about the whole ecosystem.
We have a lot to figure out, both the tech part and how we design these systems to truly help us, not just create more chaos.
We need to make sure they fit into our lives in a way that makes sense.
Exactly. We've talked about NVIDIA's big plans and this shift to mission-driven agents.
Right.
But there's another term that keeps popping up, AI reasoning.
AI reasoning.
What is that and why is it so important?
It's the ability of a machine to, well, not just process information, but really understand it, make connections, and come to new conclusions on its own.
So it's more than just being a really fast search engine.
Exactly. Think of it like this. It's the difference between just finding a book in a library and actually reading it, understanding it, and forming your own opinions.
Wow, that's a great analogy.
Thanks.
So it's about critical thinking and creativity, connecting the dots, coming up with new solutions.
Exactly. And that's where NVIDIA's new Blackwell GP chip comes in.
A Blackwell GP.
Yeah. It's designed to handle both the training of AI and this reasoning we're talking about, and it could do it all at a lower cost.
Hold on. So one chip that can do both those things?
Yep.
That sounds like a major breakthrough.
It is. And it could change the way we develop AI agents forever.
Okay. So NVIDIA is really pushing this on-device AI inference thing.
They are.
Break that down for me. What does it actually mean for the users?
Okay. Imagine this. Instead of your AI agent sending data to the cloud all the time for processing, It can do most of its thinking right there on your device.
On my device.
That means faster responses, using less data.
Okay.
And it could even mean more privacy.
So my AI could be planning my day, managing my schedule, even figuring out what I need before I do, all without constantly sharing my info with some big corporation.
That's the idea.
Sign me up.
That's the promise of on-device AI inference.
I'm starting to feel like we're entering a whole new world.
I think we are.
But before we get too carried away with all the amazing possibilities, We need to talk about the potential downsides.
You're right. We can't ignore the risks.
What about the ethics of giving AI so much power over our lives? What about jobs, privacy, the possibility of these systems being used for bad things?
Those are all valid concerns, and they need to be part of the conversation.
For sure.
As with any powerful technology, there's always a chance it could be misused.
Right.
But there's also incredible potential for good.
Absolutely.
The key is to be thoughtful, to be responsible, and to make sure these systems benefit humanity.
I couldn't agree more, but let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
We've covered a lot. NVIDIA's big vision, the evolution of AI agents, the importance of AI reasoning.
It's been a good overview.
We've only scratched the surface, though.
True. There's so much more to explore.
Before we go deeper into how AI agents could change things,
Let's
ground ourselves in reality a bit and look at some real-world examples of this tech being used right now.
Sounds good to me.
Let's see how AI agents are already changing the game in industries like travel, healthcare, even retail.
It'll give us a glimpse into the future that's unfolding all around us.
Exactly.
All right, so you want to see those AI agents in action?
Definitely. Show me what they can do.
Let's start with something familiar, travel.
Okay. I like where this is going.
Imagine an AI travel agent, but not just one that books flights and hotels.
Go on.
It actually plans a custom trip just for you, based on what you like and what you're into.
You had me at custom trip. Tell me more.
It doesn't just ask, where do you want to go or what's your budget? This AI could look at your past trips.
Oh, wow.
Your social media.
Mm-hmm.
Even, get this, your reading list.
Wait, my reading list? That's kind of creepy, but also impressive.
Let's say you've been reading about ancient history, right?
Yeah.
And watching documentaries about Renaissance art.
Okay.
This AI could put those together and suggest a trip to Italy.
Interesting.
Focused on historical sites and museums, it might even recommend places you'd never find in a guidebook.
It's like a travel buddy who gets me, but also surprises me with things I never knew I wanted to see.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the more you use it, the better it gets at knowing what you like.
Okay, you've convinced me about the AI travel agent.
Great.
What about other stuff? We mentioned healthcare.
Yeah.
How could AI agents change healthcare?
Picture this. You've got a condition like diabetes.
Okay.
Instead of just going to the doctor every now and then, You have this AI agent that's always checking your blood sugar.
Always.
It looks at what you eat, how much you exercise, And even gives you tips on how to manage it better.
Wow, that would be a game changer for so many people, like a 247 health coach right in your pocket.
Exactly.
But what about people who don't trust tech with their health? Would an AI ever replace a real doctor?
That's a great question. And right now, the answer is definitely no.
Okay, good.
AI in healthcare is about helping patients and doctors, not replacing them.
Right, makes sense.
It's like having a super smart assistant who can do the research and gather information.
So the doctor has more time.
Exactly. They can focus on figuring out what's wrong and planning your treatment.
So it's about teamwork.
Exactly. About AI working with humans, helping us be better and make smarter choices.
And that's something we'll see in lots of different industries, right?
Absolutely.
So we've got AI travel agents, AI health assistants. What else? What other industries are ready for AI to shake things up?
Let's talk retail, online shopping.
Okay, everyone shops online.
Imagine AI shopping assistants, but not just ones that recommend stuff.
I'm listening. What else could they do?
What if they could haggle for you, compare prices at different stores, even tell you when stuff you want goes on sale?
Wait, AI that can bargain hunt? That's a dream come true. I'm terrible at haggling.
They could be trained on all sorts of data. Prices, how people shop.
Wow.
Even negotiating tactics to get you the best deal.
That sounds amazing, but wouldn't that hurt the businesses? Wouldn't prices just keep dropping?
That's a valid point, and it's something retailers will need to adapt to.
Yeah.
We might see new ways of pricing things.
Like what?
Maybe personalized pricing, based on what you like and what you usually buy.
Interesting.
It's not just about making these cool AIs.
Right.
It's about fitting them into how we do business in a way that works for both shoppers and companies.
This is really making me see how huge this AI revolution is. It's not just about new gadgets. It's a total change in how we do everything.
And this change is happening because of a few things.
Like what?
Computers are getting more powerful and cheaper. There's tons of data to train AIs. And of course, we've got all those brilliant developers coming up with new ideas.
It's exciting and a bit scary, but we definitely can't ignore it.
For sure.
Let's address the big question, the potential problem.
Yeah, we can't just focus on the good stuff.
We talked about jobs.
Right.
Are robots and AIs going to take all the jobs and leave us with nothing to do?
People worry about that, and it's understandable.
It's a scary thought.
But look at history. New tech usually changes the types of jobs we do. It doesn't get rid of them completely.
So instead of being afraid of robots taking our jobs,
right,
we should be learning new skills so we can succeed in this new AI world.
Exactly. It's about being ready to learn and adapt.
So job displacement is a concern, but maybe not the end of the world.
Right.
How about other downsides?
Like what?
What about our privacy, our freedom to make our own choices,
right,
and our sense of self?
Right.
Are we giving up too much control to these machines?
Those are really deep questions, and they're at the heart of AI ethics.
Definitely something to think about.
It's crucial that we develop these technologies responsibly, with protections in place for people, and to prevent misuse.
I agree.
We need to talk openly and honestly about the risks and the benefits.
Yeah.
And make sure these systems align with human values.
This is a lot to take in. It feels like we're just starting to understand what this AI revolution really means.
We are still in the early stages.
Before we go too deep down that rabbit hole, tell me how AI agents could actually make our lives better, personally.
Right.
We talked about travel, healthcare, shopping.
Mm-hmm.
What about creativity, relationships, even personal growth?
That's where things get really interesting. Imagine an AI that helps you unlock your creative potential.
Oh, wow.
It could analyze what you're into, mm-hmm, suggest new things to try, even work with you on projects.
That would be awesome. I've always wanted to learn guitar, but I could never stick with it.
Mm.
Maybe an AI could help me stay motivated.
Exactly. And think about personal growth. What if an AI helped you figure out your strengths and weaknesses, set goals, and track your progress?
Like a personal coach and cheerleader all in one?
Yeah, always there for you.
But wouldn't relying on AI for all that make us lazy? Wouldn't it stop us from being creative and taking initiative?
It's a good point. The key is finding a balance, using AI to help us, but not letting it take over completely.
It's about using these tools to grow, not as a crutch.
Exactly.
It seems like with all these amazing possibilities, there are a lot of tough questions we need to answer.
There are.
How do we make sure AI agents make our lives better without losing what makes us human?
That's the million-dollar question, and I don't think there's one easy answer.
I think you're right.
It's something we all need to talk about. Yeah. Developers, policymakers, everyone.
It's a journey we're all on together.
Exactly.
We need to be open and honest about AI.
Yeah.
And work together to build a future where this tech serves us, not the other way around.
You got it. The future of AI isn't set in stone.
It's not.
It's up to us to decide how we want to use it in our lives and in the world.
That's a powerful thought and a good place to pause for now.
Mm-hmm.
We've covered a lot in this part of our deep dive.
Yeah, we have.
But there's still so much more to explore, and I'm eager to hear your thoughts on what's next.
I'm ready when you are. Let's dive back in and talk about the bigger implications of this whole AI revolution.
Okay, so we've talked about how AI agents could change so much, from travel and healthcare to shopping and even personal growth.
Right, we've covered a lot.
And we've touched on those challenges and risks.
Yeah, got to be aware of those too.
But now I'm curious about the bigger picture, the long-term stuff.
The really big picture.
How will AI affect society as a whole?
That's where it gets really mind-blowing.
Okay, I'm ready. Lay it on me.
We're not talking about small improvements or new gadgets.
Right, this is different.
This could be a total shift in how we live, work, even how we see the world.
Whoa. Okay, paint me a picture then. What does this AI future look like?
Imagine a world where all those boring, everyday tasks are done by AI.
Like what?
Think about scheduling, organizing, all that stuff.
Okay, so that frees up our time.
Exactly. We'd have more time and energy for creative things, things we actually enjoy.
I like that.
Imagine everyone having access to personalized education, healthcare, no matter who they are or where they live.
That would be amazing.
And imagine working with AI to solve those big problems we're facing, like climate change, poverty, even diseases.
That sounds pretty idealistic, almost too good to be true.
It's a hopeful vision. But you're right, there are potential downsides too.
Exactly. What about the people who get left behind in this tech revolution?
That's something we need to think about for sure.
Could it lead to more inequality, make people feel isolated, or even damage human connections?
Those are valid concerns, and we can't ignore them.
It seems like every powerful technology has the potential for good and bad.
It does, and that's why it's so important to develop AI responsibly, to have those ethical conversations about how we use it.
So it's not enough to just build cool tools. We have to make sure they're used for good.
Exactly, and that the benefits reach everyone.
It's not just the responsibility of the people making AI either.
Right.
It's on all of us to shape the future of this tech. You know what? I'm realizing this isn't just a technology revolution.
It's more than that.
It's a societal revolution.
And it's happening now, whether we're ready or not.
So what can we do? How do we ensure AI is a force for good, that it makes life better for everyone?
There are things we can all do, big and small.
Okay, like what?
We can learn about AI, what it can do, what it can't do.
So educate ourselves.
Exactly. We can support organizations that are promoting responsible AI.
Okay.
We can advocate for policies that prioritize human well-being in this new age of AI.
And maybe most importantly, we can talk to each other.
Have those conversations.
Explore different viewpoints and really work together to create a future where AI helps us be more human, not less.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
The future isn't something that just happens to us.
We have a say.
We create it together.
Exactly.
You've given me a lot to think about. It's clear that we're at the beginning of something huge, something that could change everything.
It's both exciting and a little scary.
It is, but I'm hopeful that we can use AI to build a better world.
Me too. I'm optimistic about the future.
Well, thank you so much for joining me on this deep dive into the world of AI agents.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been a real eye-opener.
Remember, the exploration doesn't stop here.
Right. It's just the beginning.
Keep asking questions, keep learning, and keep imagining what's possible.
That's great advice. And to all our listeners out there, thank you for joining us on the deep dive.
Until next time.
Keep exploring.